This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things. Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I went to my dentist, and my dentist goes, "Oh, your gums are so good now." And I said, "Well, I'm taking this stuff called Balance of Nature." And she pulls out a bottle. And she goes, "Oh, you want some?" And they were all hooked on it. It's really good.
I have cut down on supplements so much with this because it's giving me a balance, and I can tell it. And I can really definitely see a difference in energy, stamina, and I'm sure that if that's doing better, the inside of me is doing better.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
America, just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Wait, when I was growing up, there were two medicines in the world. You had aspirin and camphophonique. That's all there was. Now there's so many medicines. They got this prescription stuff that they advertise on TV, and I swear, half the time, the side effects are 50 times worse than what the medicine cures. Like, try new Floraflor for itchy, watery eyes. It's Floraflor. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on your home, feline leukemia, athlete's foot, head lice, club foot, MSMD, VD, fleas, anxiety, sleeplessness, drowsiness, poor gas mileage, tooth decay, parvo, warts, unibrow, lazy eye, fruit flies, chest pains, clogged drains, hemorrhoids, dry heaving, and sexual dysfunction.
I'm watching it going, you know what? I'll just have itchy, watery eyes.
Daly Show, I welcome you today. And I've got Uncle Milty back. How are you, sir?
How am I?
How are you?
I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm well.
Well, thank goodness.
The Lord bailed me out again.
Wow. You are. You're like the cat with nine lives. Wow. You got 12 lives, man. I'm really happy you're back.
Me too.
Yeah. I really am. I mean, it hasn't been the same without you, so I'm really glad. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for persevering.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, you might want to tell people a little bit. You were kind of ill.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. And to be honest, nobody still really knows what happened.
Hmm.
At first, I was told I had COPD.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was moving into the fourth stage.
Oh, of COPD. Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is, I've met some people in four stages of COPD.
Yeah.
They don't breathe real good.
Yeah.
And yet, my oxygen saturation level never drops below 95%. So that kind of tells you your lungs are working.
Right, right. And you, I have to say, you've had a lot going on with your health for years and years. Because cancer.
Well, I've had AIDS since 1998.
Yeah, blood transfusion.
But the fact of the matter is that when this hit, I guess you could say it looked like COPD. But when was the last time you heard of a person getting four-stage COPD in a matter of 24 hours?
Yeah, that doesn't happen. That's usually like a reaction to something.
Really tipped it off was this morning at the gym. Because I've been working out now about 14 days, trying to get better, putting on some weight. I lost a lot of weight. I got real thin and gaunt. So I'm trying to put on some weight. I went to the gym. I walked on the treadmill for a mile. Not a lot. But at the rate of 2 miles per hour without wearing supplemental oxygen.
So that's not COPD.
That, a fourth stage COPD guy can't do that. Period. End of story.
Yeah. You're right. No, you're right. So, so I'm glad you're here. And he'll be back a couple of days a week, which, hey, I'll take it.
Well, the stronger I get, and I'm getting stronger every day. I'll be back more. But I want an assistant.
You want an assistant.
I want a raise.
You're so demanding.
I want double billing on the star board.
You're so funny. Anyway, I'll work on that.
Right.
I'm really glad you're back. So let's, right out of the gate, let's talk about some stuff going on. Right out of the gate, the movie, I know it just happened in January, but the movie about how horrifying we all are as conservatives and how what domestic terrorists we are rioting with no weapons, the new movie called American Insurrection is out. That was quick. My gosh, what did they have this cast before the event, Pelosi? Maybe, since they had it planned for a while to interrupt the reading of the Electoral College votes, which really came in handy. See, conservatives wouldn't interrupt that. Everyone realizes that, yeah. So anyway, there's a movie about how horrible we are, while at the same time, they're censoring themselves and doing a lot of soft play on the wording, not calling what's going on in Minneapolis a riot. Right? Minneapolis or Minnesota? Minnesota, I'm sorry. A riot.
It's not a riot.
Nope, not a riot.
Just a bunch of people having fun.
It's a gathering of going into stores unannounced and uninvited. And it's a gathering of taking what you want in sort of a free-for-all. That's what it is, right? And accidentally breaking windows to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a riot there. Isn't it getting annoying, you guys? If you haven't figured out who the media is by now, I sure hope you do. Any of you drive-bys that are actually tuning in for the first time, if you really do believe that the media is telling you the truth, please get your head out of the sand. So there's that. And I wanted to also mention that Orange County, California, the county from whence I came, from where I grew up, is now toying around with the vaccine. They're test marketing the vaccine ID. Isn't that lovely? The digital ID.
The digital ID. And it tells if you've had it or if you haven't had it.
It's the vaccine ID.
Oh, so if you get the vaccine, you get the ID.
And then you get to be let in places like
special
concerts
and treats and, you know, what's
nice about that? And, you know, flying and stuff.
Yeah. The nice thing about that is once you have the ID going, then they're easier to counterfeit.
There you go. There you go. So there's that. And they're already test marketing it. So I just wanted people to know. And this is the same county, by the way, that was actually very anti-mask and saying, take it off. We're not buying this anymore. And trying to recall Newsom, which they're trying to use scare tactics right now in the newspapers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say it's going to backfire on you guys. It's never going to go through. Newsom stays the governor of California. But that's not necessarily true. All the signatures are in. So they're just really scared. And that's why they're propagandizing to the public by saying, you'll never get this, trying to dissuade them.
Well, it would make a huge, huge difference in the 22 election if Newsom was to be recalled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge difference.
Very big difference, yeah. He's a monster. He really is. He's a Pelosi's lot. You know, that DNA special. So you've got Johnson & Johnson. Everyone's going, ooh, we're going to kind of back off softly. Yes, there's been deaths, but, you know, don't look at that. We're just softly recalling, just ever so softly, tiptoeing around it. Please stop taking the vaccine. Please. Or the shot, whatever it is.
When I heard that on the news about the 8 women who got blood clots, I thought, well, that really doesn't sound too bad. But then they said, out of 400 and something shots, you know.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's really bad. And then Fauci again today, reverses every single day. And so now he's saying you will not need the AstraZeneca COVID jab for the vaccine rollout as pharma giant suffers another setback. Every day he contradicts himself and it's like the big mystery. I can't even believe that people actually believe this guy. So he says whether or not we ever use AstraZeneca is unclear, but it looks right now at this point in time, we're not going to really need it. you guys, I can't say the word on air, but this is a storm and it's a storm of epic proportion. Okay. A crashed storm, we'll say that. And please give it some time already. And if I see one more person state that they're getting the vaccine on Facebook, I mean, come on, you know, give me a break. Do you put every medical thing that you have on Facebook? Like, hey, everyone, I got an examination today. Want everyone to know it. You need one too. I mean, I don't remember a time when people were so excited to put their medical history online, do you?
No.
Give me a break. God, we're that dumb. I don't know whether people just want brownie points or it's some political statement. What is it?
It's that people are actually living their life in the cloud.
They really are.
They're living their life in the cloud. They get more upset. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine told me this the other day. His wife, someone on Instagram, told his wife, oh, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. You make such a great home for your family. And the husband turned around on Instagram and said, well, what about me? And he got like 500 comments on Instagram to tell him he was a great guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people judge themselves.
Right.
By how someone who's never met him, never seen him, doesn't know the first thing about him, says good or bad about him on Instagram.
I always check my Instagram feed for the truth.
I don't even belong to Instagram.
You know, people ask me all the time, am I still doing Twitter? Am I still doing all these, ridiculous things? Well, number one, it's called Twitter. You know, it just reminds me of just a twit. And no, I hate Twitter, so I'm not there. And Instagram, I just don't have time for it. I have a life. And I can barely kick out Facebook posts.
Right.
So you know what? And until we all move somewhere else. Now, Mike Lindell is starting two things. Number one, he is actually competing with Jeff Bezos and creating MyStore.com. I will happily go to MyStore.com.
Yep.
And also, he's starting a social media. I'll be on his show next Monday. He's interviewing me, and we're going to be talking about his social media, new social media coming out. And it's going to be awesome. I'm glad he's throwing up some competition. I really am. It's nice to see it.
Yep.
Yeah. These guys cannot get away with this.
That happens to be the epitome of putting your money where your mouth is.
Right? Exactly. I love that Mike Lindell's doing this. So when we come back, I also want to talk about Bitcoin, $62,000. It's up to 62 grand. Yeah.
You know, I had one of those ones.
You did?
Yeah, I lost it.
You lost it. So basically, there's that. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. When we come back, I want to talk about the Pentagon chip. The Pentagon wants to insert something into you. That tells you whether you have COVID or not. I guess the symptoms of a corona cold aren't good enough, and they would like to put whatever it is under your skin. How do you know what it is? You guys, this is just getting so bad. We could not write this in some weird movie. Honestly, it's that bad. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls too. 888-673-1450. Balance of Nature.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can't wait till I see you.
Welcome back. Uncle Milty's back. I'm so relieved that you're back. It's really nice to have you here.
And, it is nice to have me here.
It is nice. So humble. go to Balance of Nature. You started taking Balance of Nature at morning and at night.
Yeah,
it was making you feel better.
I was so sick.
Right.
And I had no appetite.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't think of anything else. And all of a sudden it struck me. Just take this stuff twice a day.
Yeah.
And like within 5 days, I noticed a big, big difference.
Nice. Yeah,
Balance of Nature is awesome. And my appetite came back.
Well, there you go. Balance of Nature is just an awesome product. Make sure that you're taking it and that you have it on hand. And take it, you can triple up on it. I know that the doctor that invented it actually will triple up on it sometimes. So, you know, make sure that you have it in your arsenal, in your cupboard, and have it in extra form, let's just say, because you just never know. Make sure that you've got it. Balance of Nature's 31 fruits and vegetables, 31 fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And you can take this every day. You'll love it. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. But I've heard this from many people. I've got friends that take this too, and they've said the same thing. When they started to kind of feel like their immune system wasn't kicking in like they wanted, they doubled up or tripled up, and then all of a sudden they just plowed through it, and it was just perfectly fine, and they didn't get sick. So make sure you've got that. Who knows what they're going to unleash in the future in reality terms of what they're actually going to do. You don't know. So shore up your immune system now. And this is a product I believe in wholeheartedly. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Caller, it doesn't get more live than this. You're absolutely live. All righty then. Okay. Well, you missed your chance. Give us a call back if you'd like. Hopefully you'll answer this time. And let's talk about the Pentagon, because this was between this story and the story where the rescue ships or the rescue boats would only pick up the vaccinated at the volcano. Wow. It says a lot. It says a lot about where we're at right now. So here's the deal with this. The Pentagon creates this microchip that will detect COVID-19 under your skin. You guys, this is, if it's anything, it's a coronavirus. Even though they don't have a clear sample of it after a year, it would be a coronavirus strain. Okay. We've dealt with these every year, every single year. Something neither new comes out or every other year. Give me a break. But anyway, medical researchers are working for the Pentagon have claimed to create a microchip that can identify viruses under your skin. Retired Army Colonel Dr. Matt Hepburn, an infectious disease physician, told 60 Minutes that the microchip acts like a check engine light for people. I'm sorry, isn't the check engine light that you have a symptom? I know.
Yep.
I don't want to, you know, state the obvious, but really? Do you need a check engine light for you to say, hey, you know, the back of my throat feels funky, or I have a cough? I mean, wow. So anyway, does not track their every movement. Now, I'm sorry. He said this to 60 Minutes. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? Why do you pony it up? You know what this is like? Because this is what he said again, but it doesn't track their every movement. Nobody said it did, Dr. Hepburn from the Army. Why are you offering that up? Unless that's exactly what it does. Am I right?
This is a chip.
This is how they do it. Oh my gosh. So he goes, but it doesn't track their every movement, even though no one's ever accusing me of that, which has been central to online conspiracy theories. Wow. Nobody said it was tracking you in that way.
Even though it is.
Anyway, it's just funny. The technology was developed by DARPA. I feel warm and cuddly now. DARPA, which operates under the Pentagon umbrella of the dark black budget that nobody ever gets to find out.
Yeah, you've all heard of Umbrella Corporation, I'm sure.
Yep. Hepburn's interview was conducted on the Roosevelt, where last year over 12,000 crew members tested positive. Of course, they had to get that in there. But you know what they didn't mention? All the ships that stood there still with no patients for a long time. Anyway, and so they said that still doesn't mean... Okay, so the microchip, which is not in widespread use beyond the Defense Department, is embedded under the skin in a tissue-like gel and continuously tests the recipient's blood for evidence of a virus. You have to be damn scared. You have to be so scared by the propaganda that you're willing to do this because you are that person wearing the hazmat suit at the grocery store still. That's the only person I know that would sign up for this. And they said that it alerts the carrier they must immediately get a blood test. It's a sensor. Does it go off? Like a Walmart light, you know, like a blue light special.
Your eyes start spinning in your head.
Like The Exorcist. I mean, how does it alert you? Give me a break. Went on to claim that the early detection technology could stop the infection in its tracks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have vaccines that are killing people. Literally killing people in the first 2.5-3 months of this rollout, but they have a device that goes under the skin to stop it at its tracks.
In its tracks.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
I know, I
because
can't believe this.
Before what? It sets off one chip alarm, it's already infected 800 million people.
That's what I want to... Gosh, I want to go to the grocery store and my chip goes off to tell everybody I'm deathly ill from a cold so that everybody scatters around me and treats me even more like I'm some dirty person out there. Oh my gosh, can you even believe this thing? Who is stupid enough to go get this? Well, the people in the hazmat suit.
Yeah.
It's the ones that are yelling at everybody for not wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. They're so in fear. They'll do this thing.
They believe it.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So a military spouse, they actually got it into a military spouse, they say, dubbed patient 16, reportedly went through the process after going through a serious illness that caused a septic. And after 4 days of treatment, she made a full recovery. She would have made a full recovery, probably. Maybe she has a pretty decent immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some miracles kicked in. You just never know. But of course, they're gonna say that this little chip under the skin worked out perfectly. Amazing, right? I thought it was going to stop it dead in its tracks. 4 days is a little long.
To be dead in your tracks.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi. You're live. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things. First thing is a comment you asked earlier. What is it called? That's going on in Minnesota right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not riots. It's called reparations.
Mm.
And the other thing is, Uncle Milty, you're talking about your diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Was this by Dr. Fauci that you've been seeing?
No, but it feels like it.
Similar.
Okay. Well, that's all I needed to know.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. Love your show.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, you know what?
That's good.
Oh, gosh. There's so much going on. It's like pick your low-hanging fruit right now. But I'll tell you the other thing about the people that were rescued that were vaccinated only. We want only the vaccinated. We're going to vaccinate we're going to rescue those people first. It's a big sign right now that we're not moving in the right direction. And it's only going to get worse if we don't take a stand. I know it's not fun. You know, we have been dependent on the government for so long. Do you know why we call it the Declaration of Independence? Why didn't we call it the Declaration of Liberty, the Declaration of Freedom? Do you know why? There were two documents signed before the Declaration of Independence that were similar. And one was 2 centuries before, and this was in the 1500s. And when they signed their declaration, when they signed it, it was during the Spanish Inquisition, Okay, it was during those times, and they were going after the Calvinists, and they signed a document basically saying, you know, we don't want you anymore because you, King, are screwing us over pretty bad on our liberty. But the interesting thing about the document was that they said and recognized that God gave them a king to rule over them, and that their job was to say, you know, that they could say that the person was tyrannical and move to do something about it. This was like a big deal to even say that. That was a big deal, right? But you can clearly identify the dependence in that statement, right? The dependence on somebody telling them, you know, what to do and watching out for them and making sure, okay. When they got to the Declaration of Independence, they did the Declaration of Independence as they listed 27 grievances about the king, right? About the British rule, and said, you know, these are the things that they've wronged us in, because you know what they had to break? The psychological bonds to government, the psychological bonds of dependency. That's why. And they knew that the people, it was going to be very, very hard to move them off of this idea that they had to have a ruler in place, and that to self-govern, it was going to be really difficult to do. And so this is why they did the Declaration of Independence, right? They didn't just do the Declaration of Freedom. Because that wouldn't have made the impact of the Declaration of Independence moving from dependence to independence. The freedom or liberty was the result of the independence. But they had that psychological problem of the dependency. And Jefferson, 50 years later, Jefferson, still alive, almost to the point where he was passing away, got invited to the 4th of July celebration. And this was after 50 years of being in this country and having America. And he said, I hope they're profiting by now off of capitalism, off of all the things and freedom and liberty that we're able to do now. I hope by now they can see it, but I'm still worried that they can't. He was still worried 50 years in that the people could not see how important their liberty was for them, because he was so worried about them becoming dependent again and wanting them to stay strong. And here we are today fighting the same battle. You're always going to have a percentage that are just so clingy and dependent on whoever can tell them how to tie their shoes next. Yep. It's just how it's going to work. And so you get to the people that you can. I mean, how many conversations do you think you've had where you kind of turned somebody's thinking mechanism on? I would say quite a few.
Oh, hundreds.
Quite a few. Yeah, because you're out there telling the truth, and this is why education is so important. This is why that breaking that bond of dependency, helping them to break that. Why in the world would you be dependent on a government that lies to you all the time, has lied to you consistently, has screwed you over consistently? Why would you be dependent on them? Why would you look for your government to tell you about your medical advice? Do you go to them for your antibiotics?
No.
Do you call up your governor and say, I want to know what antibiotic to take today? No, of course not. But it's the dependency that we've got to work through. And that's the battle. That's truly the battle. And he clearly identified it. And he said, I hope that the people don't act as slaves. And I hope that this is Jefferson. And I hope that those that try to rule over them don't ride them like a horse and tell them what to do at every turn.
Yeah.
And I echo that. When we come back, there's still so much more to talk about. We've got Florida's really kind of screwing over their pro-gun people right now. And this is happening in every state, so I want to give you an example of this. An abortion by mail. Yeah, you heard me.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Disgusting and evil. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls too.
There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm playing this because this is for Uncle Milty. He loves disco. He listens to it all the time.
In my angel flat pants.
I could just picture it.
I could actually right now, with as much weight as I've lost, I could wear them.
You could probably fit into them?
Yep.
Oh, dear. Thanks for that visual. All right. Angel Flight. Man, Angel Flight. Okay. Welcome back to the show. Uncle Milty's back. Isn't it nice? And make sure you get over to MyPillow.com. Like I mentioned before, Mike Lindell is very busy doing all of these things, starting my store and to compete with Bezos, which is awesome. And then, of course, because Bezos is such a sellout, punk CIA stooge. And I love Mike Lindell. And Mike is also doing a social media network too. And when you go to mypillow.com, just use the code word Kate. Aren't the towels amazing?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
They were beautiful.
People have to like see them and get them to understand. They're
you have
so
to touch
soft.
Them.
Yeah, they are truly luxury towels. Make sure that you get some of those. Make sure you get a MyPillow. If you snore, get the blue one or the green one. See, in the store, they only sell one kind, but when you go online, they sell all the different variants of MyPillow. You can get any kind of variant you want, and they're color-coded to order, okay? And so the blue and the green help with snoring.
I'll be darned.
I mean, they're amazing, let me just tell you. And then also, the robes, the you name it, everything. The down comforter is just off the charts amazing, too. It's real down. And so make sure you go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. There's a 2-for-1 special on the sheets right now. They're Giza cotton, and they're amazing. They are truly the softest thing that you'll sleep in, and they just feel good. So there's a 2-for-1. Take advantage of that. Put in the code Kate. Get 30% off. And they really did get fantastic products. I was really blown away at the quality, to tell you the truth. I wasn't expecting it. I hate to say that. I just wasn't expecting it. And it blew my mind. MyPillow.com. And his new movie, Scientific Proof, is out, too. You can go to Mike Lindell TV. So abortion by mail, because of COVID, everything's because of COVID, you can get your abortion medication through the mail. It just makes me want to vomit. I swear to you, the evil that's going on, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing on us. We are, it's just vile. So there's that.
And, is that the morning after pill?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll send you a prescription. I know. How about not sleeping with the person? How about that? Oh, that's right. We don't do anything that has any, morals or values anymore.
No, no.
We actually just like to be really promiscuous and then have every reason in the book to go and commit even bigger sin. You know, it's amazing to watch these women. There's absolutely no like self-control anymore, I guess. Is that what it is? It's just like total lack of self-control. So you have to figure out a way out because you don't want to put a lid on your...
I don't think self-control even comes into it. I think it's just a totally free and open mind that thinks anything goes.
Yeah. Must be.
There's not even an attempt...
Must be. Yeah.
...to stop it.
Must be. And by the way, if you had a trip planned to Israel, I don't know anyone that does, but if you do, you can go back in May if you're vaccinated. They have the green badge over there. It's kind of like the gold star, except that it's green and it's a badge. That's the only difference. It just looks a little different, I guess. When you're taking a citizenry and you want to divide them, so one part of the citizenry can say they're better than the other part and more clean and everything else. The best way to do that is give everybody something to wear. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more clean has always been an issue
right.
with the Jewish people.
Now, listen.
No, it has.
Well,
even in the scripture, it was all about cleanliness.
Well, it's just amazing that that this is the byline today. It's like, I just can't even believe that they're doing this there. Like, what an amazing, not in a good way to watch. But let me blow your mind for a second. Can I blow your mind? Let me blow your mind.
Okay.
There was a book called Generations. Now, Strauss and Howe wrote the book, The Fourth Turning. We talk about The Fourth Turning on the show. But this is a little different. This was actually the book is actually called Generations, The History of America, from 1584, where the Puritans were, to 2000, jumping ahead to 2069.
Oh, wow.
And they identified 18 cycles, and they identified four different generations that kind of play off of each other. So right now you have the GI, then you had the silent generation, then the boomer. You're a boomer. And then the 13. I'm the 13. The 13 is like 60 to 1980. And then millennials. Okay. So you have these different generations, and they're all kind of known for something. Now, my generation, the 13er, is known as the generation that everyone hates. And the reason being is because we came after the boomer, and you guys all had it together, right? But we didn't have it together, and we just kind of want to live for the moment, and we don't save any money, and we're not geared that way, and we're just this group that hit the 80s hard, the rockin' 80s, and we're trying to find our way, as the book puts it, and we're the annoying ones. We're the ones that are like, we have to count on them. And, and when I read it, I thought, thanks. Nice. But there was something very, very interesting in this book that I wanted to relay to you, because I thought this was really very interesting. And it said this. It actually called this a crisis. Now, this was back in 1991 on page 15, and you can go check this out, because all you have to do is put in the title, Generations, Generation of America, the History of America's Future. Okay? And you can find this, because the PDFs are, you can find it on page 15. No lie, in 1991, it said this. And I quote, "No one, for example, can foretell the specific emergency that will confront America during what we call the crisis of 2020. Nor, of course, the exact year in which this crisis will find its epicenter. What do we claim our cycle can predict is that during the late 2010s and early 2020s, American generations will pass deep into a crisis era constellation and mood, and that as a consequence, the nation's public life will undergo a swift and possible revolutionary transformation." Then it went on to say this. Now listen up, folks. This was in 1991, where they were looking at the cycles from the Puritans to today, okay? And it said this in 1991. "How significant will this crisis be? Recall the parallel eras." Remember, we're looking at cycles. "The Glorious Revolution, the American Revolution, the Civil War, and the years spanning the Great Depression and World War II. The crisis of 2020 will be a major turning point in American history and an adrenaline-filled moment of trial. At its climax, Americans will feel the fate of posterity for generations to come hangs in the balance. What will the national mood be like? This crisis will be a pivotal moment in the life cycles of all generations alive at the time. The sense of community will be omnipresent. Moral order will be unquestioned, with rights and wrongs crisply defined and obeyed. Sacrifices will be asked and given. America will be resolved to do whatever it needs doing and fix what it needs fixing. How will this crisis end? Three of the four ended in triumph of those previous cycles, previous events. The fourth, the Civil War, in a mixture of moral fatigue, vast human tragedy, and a weak and vengeful sense of victory. We can foresee a full range of possible outcomes, from stirring achievement to apocalyptic tragedy."
Woo-hoo.
Whoa! So what's it going to be, folks? Do we have a stirring achievement of telling these people where to go with their narratives and lies? Or is it apocalyptic tragedy, and we allow them to inject us with a load of crap into our bodies and keep injecting us, because it's not going to end? Bill Gates just said there's another, of course, there's going to be another pandemic on the way. And boy, is he excited. He tweeted out in 2019, December of 2019, that he was super excited about the coming year because he was going to be able to get these new vaccines out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So what do you think of that prediction in 1991 by Strauss and Howe? And the book is called Generations, the History of America's Future, 1584 to 2069. It goes through all the different generations. It describes what a boomer is and how they handle their going into old age, the 13ers coming of age, you know, into middle age. I mean, all the different groups. And it talks about how they handle each other and how they confront each other. But isn't that really amazing?
It is, and there's a long time to go to the end.
Yeah.
2069 is a ways off.
Yeah, right? So What's it going to be? Because they're basically saying we have a choice here. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Great to have you back, Milty.
Thank you.
Isn't he great? Yeah.
Way back machine.
Yeah.
1968.
Mm-hmm.
The original Star Trek.
Okay.
The show is called The Omega Glory. It's about biological warfare
mm-hmm.
and vaccines and Bones laying it down and slapping Fauci in the mouth. Check it out, guys.
Thanks. I thought this was really interesting.
Yeah.
The fact that they can nail the crisis of 2020 in their cycle. You know, it should give you a little hope that even being foreseen as this huge transformative trial that could transform generations, that you can reclaim this. There is a little hope here that you can reclaim this and you can turn this event around if we have enough Americans that are willing to do it.
Yep.
That's the key, right?
That's always the key.
I know.
People.
People.
Stand up.
I thought
up.
You were going to say papers, please. We just cannot put up with this. And so I love these kinds of, in the next hour, I want to explore a little bit some very, very interesting predictions about now. Because I always am a little curious as to what they've had, you know, what they say, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you? I mean.
Always.
Yeah. And I don't know that any of them are so prophetic they nail it, but wow. When I read this, you guys, I was reading this book and came across this, and I thought, oh my gosh, the crisis of 2020 nailed down in 1991. How would they know that? This is very, very transformative. So we just have to realize that we need to work really, really hard right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Or use time travel.
Is that available? Maybe.
Not that
you
I
never know.
Know. You don't know.
I don't know. Did Tesla ever set that up?
There
I know
are
he was
people
on
who
it.
Believe
he was working
that
on
it was successful.
Mm-hmm. And then they, and was Donald Trump's uncle. It was his great uncle, right? That went in.
Uh-huh.
I know. That is a weird story, you have to admit.
Yes, it is.
It was his great uncle, the one that went in to assess Tesla's works to see if they were anything worth mentioning. And he said they weren't. But there's also the stories that George Bush was hanging around that time, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In the company of Tesla.
Hmm.
Very interesting. Or Prescott, I'm sorry. Prescott, the dad. The dad that was accused of war crimes. Sold out World War II. Anyway, so kind of crazy. I just wanted to mention that and let that stir around for a little bit because I thought it was that insane. Florida, I just wanted to mention what they're doing. They're acting like they're pro-gun, but they've cut off the session to the public because of COVID. And they're stalling a pro-gun Second Amendment legislation piece. And they're acting like it's the opposition doing it. But they're the ones that are really doing it. So you got a lot of Republicans that are total sellouts. Oh my gosh, I'm so shocked. You should see my face. I'm never shocked at the selling out of America by these people. I'm really not anymore.
Well, they've been promoting Florida so hard.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That alone tells you something.
Right? I feel the same exact way. And so, Florida, you know, I'm so sorry. I've been going through this in my state as well. I don't know about you, Illinois or Oregon or Alabama or Missouri, but we've been going through the same thing where they all act like they want something and they tell you they want it. And then they act like, oh, darn it. We didn't get it.
Yeah.
So it's the big fake play. And, these people are so fake in office right now. I know even in my own state, I can pick out maybe like six people that I think maybe might make the right decision when the decisions come around. But isn't that amazing that out of the whole lot of them, that's about all I can come up with?
Yeah.
And I think every state's about the same, right?
I think so. I think they're all pretty close. Yeah, I mean, you have some outliers. But
right. Well, you
made
it.
For the most part.
You made it.
I made it my 2 hours. I'm going to cut early. I don't want to overdo it my first day back.
I don't want you
back.
To overdo it. I want you to be a good boy and do whatever the doctor says.
All right.
And we'll see you again Thursday, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll be right back, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about predictions, so make sure you stay on. Call in 888-673-1450. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. So glad Milty's back. And anyway, you'll be joining me for this next hour. So hang out.